returns at 8 a.m. Wednesday. Turn on, tune in, rock out.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome back to another episode of Dark Side of the Tune. I'm your host, Tommy? No, this is Danny.
And I am your host, Tommy. And if you didn't notice already, I have a very special guest this episode. My friend Danny will be joining me because this episode is what I like to call a double Dan feature. So my friend Danny's full name is Daniel, and my father's full name is Daniel. And my father was coming to the studio today, so I thought, what if we had a Danny versus Danny episode where the first half of songs are from my father and the second half are from my friend Danny. And now, this is kind of a creepy coincidence, but my friend Danny and my father named Daniel were both born on the same day. Shout out to my August 28th babies, because that is a very special day. And they both go to or went to Queen's University. So I thought, you know, two sides of the same coin. Let's put them in the studio. Let me get their picks and let's see who comes out on top, whose songs are quote unquote better. So starting off, this first song that we'll be playing, it's very special to my father. My father has left. He will not be part of the voiceover, but that's okay because Danny here said that he'll do any necessary impressions. So this first song is from a small Ottawa band from my father's teenage years into university years in the 80s. This is a small Ottawa band named Butler. And the special thing about Butler is that my dad hadn't been able to hear them for over 40 years because none of their music is on YouTube. None of their music is on Spotify. The only way that they have been essentially preserved is through records. And so in the studio today, it was very fun. You'll hear it in the quality. We got to pull out the turntable and play this record and watch his eyes light up as he heard one of his favorite bands ever for the first time in years. So here is The Prisoner by Butler.
But We're good.
That was Feel Like a Target by the Silver Darts, and the first song was The Prisoner by Butler. And now, these are two Ottawa bands, both my father's picks, and if you couldn't tell before, I'm from Ottawa, so my family's from there, and it's really cool to see. The Silver Darts was another one that their music, as far as I know, is not online anymore. It's not accessible. So my dad, when we were recording that, got to hear them for the first time thanks to the records that we have here in the studio. I don't know. I thought that was beautiful.
It honestly, it really was just absolutely magical watching the smile grow on his face, watching his eyes light up. It's like, you know, I was interacting with a child, honestly.
Like, exactly.
Just, I don't know. And there's something beautiful about that as well. That's something I think that us now, as, you know, young adults, we're going to kind of be lacking in that, because all music for us is kind of preserved online forever now. And so we really won't be able to have a similar experience, you know, having to interact with something after so long of, like, you know, never hearing it.
Exactly. And just kind of the fact that, since all of our music is essentially online now, in the future, who's to say that we'll be able to access it? If it wasn't for these physical formats, my father would have never gotten to relive his teenage/university days. I don't know. I think that's wonderful. Now, this next one, a lot of you should be familiar with. I know that I was, but 8 Seconds is another Ottawa band, I'm pretty sure, and they... The lead singer actually wrote the Ottawa Senators theme song. So if you've ever been to a Sens game, they play that at the beginning. And I think me and Danny are both Sens fans, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm also an Ottawa native, so, you know, it's sort of like I've got a little bit of Sens in me.
Exactly. And the lead singer of This Is 8 Seconds, he wrote / composed the Sens theme song. So I think you can definitely hear the influence in this next song. But this is Kiss You When It's Dangerous by 8 Seconds.
It's all part of a cruel scheme.
That was Fantastic Delusion by The Tubes. And the first song that we listened to was Kiss You When It's Dangerous by 8 Seconds.
And now I have to say, I was not familiar with 8 Seconds before tonight, but it only took me 8 seconds to fall in love with their music.
It's true. I love that song. It's classic. I think I recognized that this radio station in Ottawa would do these remixes every Saturday, Sunday, I think. And they called it Kitchen Party. And they obviously had to have a certain amount of Canadian content. And so that was one of the songs that was featured quite a bit. And I don't know, it brought back memories because I haven't actually listened to that radio station in quite a while. So yeah. Up next, we have Too Late the Hero by Foghat, who are not from Ottawa. They're not from Canada, actually. They are from New York, I believe, and so are The Tubes, the band that we just heard before this. So here is Too Late the Hero by Foghat.
Message from a girl in distress. She was a prisoner in a apartment in dread.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway. Join us at the Upper Hall of the Spire on Saturday, November 30th for Wrestling School of Rock in partnership with our friends at the Independent Wrestling Academy. The show is main evented by an Academy Championship match between Alexei Ormov and Geriatric. Also watch as Billy Baxter makes his professional wrestling debut against KL Shock. Proceeds from ticket sales support CFRC's funding drive. Get your tickets via CFRC.ca or IWACanada.ca and get ready to rock the Spire.
That was Love Plus One by Haircut 100. And the first song that we listened to was Too Late, The Hero by Fog Hat. And now Haircut 100, they're very funny to me. What do you think, Danny?
Big parent band, I think.
Yeah, there's lots.
My mom really likes them.
Yeah. So, and this was another father pick, obviously, because we're still in the old Dan section of this episode. But yeah, big among parents. If you're a parent, you probably like Haircut 100.
And if you're going to be a parent soon, I suggest you start listening to them.
Exactly. You need to get up to speed with that. Now, it's ironic that we finished with such a quote-unquote parent band, because that brings us to the end of the Father Daniel portion of this episode. So keep those songs in mind, because at the end I will be asking who do you think won in terms of which songs did you prefer? And if you have an answer, don't be afraid to reach out on Instagram. We are at Dark Side of the Tune CFRC. That is my handle. And yeah, let us know. I want to know who won in this Dan v. Dan. So now we'll be entering the Danny portion of the show, the young Daniel. Anything you want to say?
Well, I just have to say that the competition is very fierce. I think that old Daniel, he had some amazing songs, I will say. You know, I wasn't really prepared. I didn't know what he had in store for us. I didn't know what was in his bag, but he pulled out some good ones, I have to say.
It's going to be a tough competition, but I don't know. Let's throw you in the ring and see what you have. So first up, we have
Igor's Theme by Tyler, the Creator.
Bye. This is love, so we'll survive. 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 This is love, so we'll survive.
If you are just tuning in, you are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy, and you're currently listening to Dark Side of the Tune, the Double Dan feature episode. And now, before I hand the mic over to Danny, I just want to talk about something that's very important to me in regards to the station, because you might not know it, but right now CFRC has their annual funding drive. And as someone who is a student here at the university who is granted the privilege, the honor almost, of using the equipment here, meeting the great people here, having this resource to produce this show and share the music that I love with everyone out there on the airwaves, it's super special to me. And so if you like what you hear, you want to support the station, you want to keep it free for volunteers like me to use and to keep these shows on the air, you can donate at cfrc.ca or you can call 613-533-CFRC. That's 613-533-CFRC. And thank you. Now, I'll be handing the mic over to Danny, who has some things that he would like to say about that song you just listened to and the song that's coming up next. And they are two very interesting songs. So here you are, Danny.
That was Jelly Bones by The Unicorns, who were a really kind of cool indie rock kind of band based out of British Columbia. And that band's pretty important to me because they were one of the first bands that kind of got me into that whole scene, that sort of that indie rock kind of genre. And it just so happens that they were Canadian. I didn't know that at the time, but later on I found that out. And actually, I found out about the band as a whole through their association with another Canadian band, Arcade Fire. And so just kind of the interaction there, that's really what got me into that whole scene. And so keeping with the Canadian theme, we've got another song by a Canadian artist coming up. What is Taxi all about? This is a really sort of weird song, really sort of interesting song. It fits into the outsider music category of song, and in that it's not made by a professional artist, not by any means. This guy's actually a, to my knowledge, a retired taxi driver who wrote poetry between rides he would give, and then he went to the recording studio and kind of made an album out of that experience. And so, without further ado, here's What is Taxi All About?
Trinity. My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca.
That was Common Loon from Shoo Shoo's latest album, which just came out a couple months ago. And I've been obsessed with these guys for a long time, so it's great to hear some new music from them. I actually think this is sort of one of their less harsh tracks, and so it's a great way to get into them as a band, because for a lot of people, there's kind of a hard barrier of entry. A lot of their stuff is pretty harsh and pretty noisy. And before that, we heard Doug a La Nouvelle Beatnik, that was What Is Taxi All About? Really, that sort of weird, you know, I don't really know how to describe it. It's so many different words I could use, but you know, I think the best word is just authentic.
It's beautiful. Almost, it reminds me of like slam poetry almost.
In a way, yeah, and I just love it. Coming up next is Tara by Jordy Greep.
It's not open to the public until spring, when the renovations are complete. It's not a bird on a plane or anything. It's the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. My life's work, my dream come true. It's the newest new in new. At this point I'll have to tell you what it is. Of human suffering. We have splayed across the foyer, inordinately bled, the carcass of our savior who rose from the dead. Victims of drought and famine, fetuses abandoned, are waiting here to be admired. At the center, set to expire, my punctured bleeding heart of desire. Just for a moment, watch me please, watch my heart bleed. Tell me, ta-ra, ta-ra, ta-ra. Just for a moment, give it a squeeze, feel my disease, remember. On trains, but by myself, with every breath, and every night, in every bed, in any hotel room in the world, she comes writhing back like a talented pestilence. She unzips the air, blinding light emerges, pink, dark, iridescent sludge everywhere.
That was Terra by Jordy Greep off of his debut solo album following his departure from famed experimental rock group Black Midi. Now, I'm a huge Black Midi fan, and so I was super upset to see them come to an end, but I am glad that Jordy is, pursuing a career on his own, is able to experiment and, have this flourishing solo career. I think, for a debut solo album, this was absolutely amazing, a fantastic album. And that brings us on to our final song of the evening. And now I have saved the best for last, in my opinion, because to me, this is not just one of my favorite songs, but to me, this is the best song ever. Coming up next, our final song of the evening will be This Must Be the Place by the Talking Heads. I must specify that this is the version of the song from Stop Making Sense. This is the live version of the song, which I think it's even better because it just encapsulates what the song is. I can't listen to this song without getting up to dance and move. It just something infects me when I listen to this song. And my co-host Tommy can attest to this because while we were recording the song,
he got up and did a handstand instead of dancing around the room.
I couldn't contain myself. I really do. I adore this song. This is absolutely David Byrne. I love David Byrne.
And it's what David Byrne would have wanted.
The Talking Heads. Well, he's not dead, but...
Yeah, but if he was here, he'd be proud.
In this room. When I listen to the song, I feel like he's watching me. So I have to perform for him. But no, the Talking Heads, they're my favorite band of all time. I can't go 10 minutes without talking about the Talking Heads. I'll talk your head off about them. So let's play this last song of the evening. I hope you've enjoyed your time here.
All right. And don't forget to let us know at DarkSideTheTuneCFRC on Instagram who won, which Dan won the Dan v. Dan battle. Here is This Must Be the Place.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes